Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Weisberg.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the School of Human Potential Radio. I'm Alan Weisberg, your host, and today we have a very special guest, and we're diving into mediumship and connecting with your loved ones who have passed and are in spirit. Our guest tonight is Sunny Dawn Johnston. She's a famous medium, speaker, author, and actually a star of an upcoming show on Lifetime Movie Network, which premieres June 14th, 2014 at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Allow me to welcome to the program for the second time, Sunny Dawn Johnston. Hi, Sunny.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I didn't get a chance to really talk to you while I was at the Celebrate Your Life conference because you were a little busy, but happy to talk to you now.
Yes, this is perfect timing.
Perfect. Next time Lisa sings, I was fully expecting when you went on stage, I was fully expecting for you to sing along with Lisa, but it was a very, very special moment when she got a chance to sing in front of everybody.
Wasn't that beautiful? She's such an amazing woman. I just love her. And of course, Celebrate Your Life conference is fabulous.
Yeah, Dawn is great. All right. Well, for those people who may not be familiar with you, do you want to give us a little bit of an idea of what you do and tell us about the show that's coming up?
Sure. I'm a psychic medium. I've been doing readings and things like that professionally for about 15 years professionally, but all my life really non-professionally, although for many years I you know, most of us do that, right? We tend to be reading people even when we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. But I started having experiences when I was 13 and seeing angels and deceased energies and auras and things like that, which is kind of what opened the door for me. And so at this point, now where I am today, I've been teaching and I speak at a lot of different events. And I really, my goal is to help people to understand that we all have that ability. We all are intuitive innately. And that if we can learn to tune in and be present, we can experience the spirit world in a different way so that death and things like that are not so... they're not so difficult. They're not, and create some closure and some healing for people. So that really is my goal. And for me, part of the purpose of doing this TV show that's coming up is getting the opportunity to help people find that closure with their loved ones that have passed and in maybe unusual circumstances or usual circumstances where there's just a lot of grief and sadness that's happening around it. And ultimately teaching people that, you know, that love that we have with those that we've held close to us, that love that we have doesn't actually end. Yes, it changes forms, and yes, the physical aspect is formless now, but that it still exists.
Very true. And by the way, just a reminder, this is a live show, so if you want to call in and ask any questions of Sunny or myself, feel free to do so at 888-429-5471. Sunny, you've mentioned you know, seeing angels and doing readings. I love the fact that you said that you've been doing it professionally, and then you've been doing it since you were a kid, because I certainly see that. It's the professional part of us versus actually doing the readings. I, at the Celebrate Your Life conference, Lisa and I were talking, and I've been privileged to be a student of Lisa's. And you know, I told her that, hey, I'm not doing this professionally. Next thing I know, I'm sitting down having dinner with somebody and doing a reading for her impromptu because her father came through. Hello, I'm not a professional medium, but this stuff just happens. That's the way it works.
Well, and that really is how it works. And I think that's important even for the audience to hear is that, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm not intuitive or I'm not psychic or I don't have that gift yet. they feel their loved ones that have passed around them, yet they feel a message coming through to them to share with somebody else that they don't really know why it's coming through. Or like, you know, people say, you know, it's the weirdest thing. I just feel like I need to tell you this. That that's definitely spirit speaking to you and through you. And so it happens so often that my hope is that part of what this show offers is people that understanding and connecting them with the way that spirit is speaking so that they can open up more to it. Just like that example you just gave is perfect.
Yeah, and they feel it. Again, going back to Lisa and the advanced mediumship class that I was in, she made us do readings for people who were coming off the streets. We didn't know these people. And I remember one specific reading I was doing for a woman, and I was, all of a sudden, I just felt, and her mother was coming through, I just felt that I needed to say, she's coming through to you in the light in your kitchen. When you're seeing that light going through your kitchen window, you already know that it's her, and you've felt that before. And she broke down in tears. She says, I know, I felt it. I was somewhat scared saying that because it sounds a little ridiculous. She is coming to you in the light. But that's what she was saying to me. And the person knew it. She knew that it was her mother. She just needed a confirmation from somebody.
Yeah, they're just wanting someone to validate it and say, okay, you're not crazy. Yeah. You know, you're, or unless I'm crazy too, and there's lots of us crazies out there, right? So it
yes.
isn't that we're crazy. It's just that we're sensitive. We're in tune. We're tuned in, intuitive, tuned into spirit.
Very true. You also have a book that's coming up. I know you've written many books already, but there is an upcoming book that's shipping in October, The Love Never Ends, Messages from the Other Side, which has been endorsed by everybody from James Von Prague, Lisa Williams, Don Miguel Ruiz. Tell us about that book.
Yeah, this book it was really written to provide people with hope. Ultimately, it's a book of healing, I believe, and there's many stories in there that I've experienced with clients and my own personal experiences when people have passed that help people to recognize and truly understand that their loved ones are still there, and then there's also tips and tools to be able to not only tune into them but be able to recognize. How they are coming through and in what forms they're coming through and the way your intuition is the way you're experiencing your intuition. And so the book is intentionally written to provide hope to people who are feeling lost and or afraid that somebody is getting ready to pass or somebody that has passed, and also provide answers for people that are in the experience of it that maybe just need some more validation that yes, that is your spirit, your loved one that's speaking to you through the light or through the butterfly that keeps showing up or through the feathers that keep falling down in front of you. Or, you know, there's so many different signs that are, you know, some of them are just wild signs that spirit is really around us and that love truly never ends. You know, energy cannot be created, cannot be destroyed. It just changes form. And the form has changed, and now we need to learn how to communicate with that new form.
Perfect. And in terms of the actual mechanics of it, because that's always been interesting to me, and having a chance to talk to and read books and study with different mediums, they all have their own techniques. How does this type of communication work for you?
Well, so for me, it works different with every person, every time. Not only the physical being, but also the spirit being. So sometimes I see their energy. Sometimes I hear messages from them. Sometimes that message is external, like the voice you're hearing right now. Sometimes it's internal. Sometimes I just know things. I don't know where they're coming from. They just pop into my head. And excuse me, most often I feel them. So I feel the things through my physical body, and so I'm using, you know, claircognizant, clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, clairfragrant, all of those ways, and it's never the same for me, which is cool and not so cool all at the same time.
Yeah,
keeps me on my toes and keeps me present, and I don't get bored, which is great. But you know, there are many mediums that. It's just one way that comes through, and that's the way it comes through all the time, and they can just go to that one way. Well, for me, it doesn't work that way. It's all different ways.
Very true. Now, in terms of the angel communication versus mediumship, do you see a distinction? Do you connect with, let's say, from the mediumship perspective, somebody comes to you for a reading or a seance, they want to connect to a particular relative in spirit. Do you go to that directly, or do you go through the archangel and then get the information from there? How does that work? Or again, it changes.
It's different, but typically if I'm connecting with a deceased loved one, usually their energies just begin to show up. Sometimes we need to have some time with the person to almost mm-hmm. kind of just help them get comfortable, because that guard can be up, and so their protection is up, and it's hard to interpret and tune in,
sure.
tune into their energy. But at other times, it just comes through immediate. The difference in the energy is that our deceased loved ones, the energy feels more dense, is the best way I would describe it. It's a heavier, dense energy, where the angelic realm is a much lighter, higher vibrational energy. And that's not saying one's good or bad or less than. It's just different energy. It's kind of like, we have people in our lives. There's some people that are like really just always happy people, and there's people that are kind of not always happy people. And it doesn't mean they're bad or they're good. It just means they're different vibrations.
Understood. Have you done any mediumship work through the angelic realm?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, oftentimes when I do, especially when I sit down to do a reading or seance with someone, I call in the angels first, and I ask them to surround our space and to help keep me clear, so that I tune into the energies that are for the highest good of everyone involved. And actually on the show, I think even on one of the clips, they have me actually doing that invocation. And so that is a part of my daily practice for myself, and as well when I'm working with clients.
Makes sense, yeah, because that raises a good question of protection, as people are going to do this. Usually what comes to mind is the Ouija board or anything else, and the freak out factor based on all the movies that they have seen. So how do you explain it or deal with it yourself?
Well, that's a great question. I had a lot of people when I finally was able to announce the show that said, oh my gosh, why are they using the word seance? Why of all words do they use that word? And I felt that way too initially. I thought, oh my gosh, there's so many words we could use, and I don't want it to be the creepy factor. But what mm-hmm. happened was, Spirit said to me, Sunny, you have an opportunity to help people see it from a different perspective and to heal some of the negativity that has been around the type of work that you do for thousands of years, to be able to change the perspective. Because truly, the word seance literally means to sit. Mm-hmm. To sit with the intention of connecting with a loved one. Well, people do that every day. They do it in church. They do it. Mm-hmm. They call their loved ones in. They surround themselves with their loved ones. They light a candle to ask for guidance for their loved ones. People do this all the time. So it isn't that same energy that we think of. And so I feel a responsibility, honestly, to show people what the real truth of the work that we do is. And so I really feel like this show honors that. Now, I haven't seen the show. I'm going to be seeing it at first, at first with everyone else. But I know that the entire show was filmed with integrity and without any knowledge of anything about anybody. I didn't know who the star was. I didn't know anything about it. And so I really feel good about the fact that I was able to do that. And hopefully help people that want to. I'm not interested in changing people's minds, and I'm not interested mm-hmm. in talking to the skeptics or the naysayers. That doesn't serve a purpose for me, because they are where they are, and that's okay. But for the people that are like, yeah, I've always kind of, felt funny about that word, or even the word psychic, a lot of people don't like, I'm hoping that this show will shift that for people and really create a different awareness around it.
That would be nice. And I know it's been a little bit better of late, because more and more mediums have been introduced to the world in a
yes.
positive light. So,
and by shows just like your show here, that's one of the reasons I'm so grateful, is that we have this show coming out in a time where we can go on television and talk about it. We can talk about it on the radio. When I was growing up in Salt Lake City, Utah, in the late 70s, early 80s, when these things were starting to happen to me, you didn't talk about it. There was nowhere to go, and there was nothing on television. There wasn't even a New Age section in the library, you know? So things have really expanded, and that is because of the media.
Very true. Well, thank you. it's our pleasure to have you on, and on this show anyway. We certainly have an open mind, even though people are listening from all sorts of backgrounds. Everybody has that open mind. A reminder for everybody, if you want to call in, your opportunity to do so is right now at 888-429-5471. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll continue with Sunny Dawn Johnston.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
Welcome back to the School of Human Potential radio show, where we're talking mediumship and psychic development with Sunny Dawn Johnston. Sunny, so in terms of how things started for you, because we know, and I think most people know that these abilities are natural, but you said at age of 13, that's when it started showing up. How did it start showing up? So if it starts for people, they will know that, hey, potentially this is what's happening to me now.
You know, for me, you know, I tend to be a little dense. Like, I have to learn things the hard way typically. Not so much anymore, but certainly in more, you know, especially when I was younger. And so what happened for me was I literally woke up in the middle of the night and rolled over and saw this beautiful, colorful, winged being above my bed. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I'd ever had. And I felt so calm and so at peace that I literally just rolled over and went back to sleep. And it wasn't until in the morning that I realized, okay, wait, that was not normal. It wasn't a dream. I was wide awake and that was not normal. So I went downstairs and I told my mom what happened, and she said, well, Sunny, that was your guardian angel. And she went on to tell me then that she had been in my room 2 hours earlier and praying over me, asking for God and the angels to surround me and protect me and to keep me safe, because she was concerned about my emotional state. And so that was my first experience. But what happened very shortly after that is I started asking the spirit world. I didn't even know who I was talking to. I just started saying, I want to have more of that. I want to feel that way, that peace and that calm. I want to experience more of that. And it started happening. I started becoming aware of a lady that had passed. At that time, we didn't know, but many years earlier, that lived on our stairs. And the thing that was interesting is that my brother, who was 5, could see her as well. And so the two of us together started recognizing, okay, we've got this spirit that lives on the stairs. And the way that we kind of realized that everybody was feeling it, even though my family, not my immediate family, my mother was very open and actually helped us open the door to this. But the rest of my family was very religious, but we would watch them walk up the stairs and they'd go up the first 3 stairs. And when they turned the corner, literally they'd run. Everybody, adults, kids, everyone. There was like, woo, there's something creepy there. Well, it wasn't that she was creepy. That was just the only way to explain the unknown. Mm-hmm. But it was the energy that they could feel. The hair on their back of their neck would stand up and on their arms would stand up. And everybody thought it was this creepy thing. Well, it was just this woman who had passed away, who had lived in the house years earlier. And she just hung out there. So then things, you know, more and more things start happening. And those stories I actually share in that new book, Love Never Ends, because it wasn't something that that I talked a lot about when I was young because there was nobody to talk to about it. Mm-hmm. People weren't really accepting of it, you know, and didn't understand it, and it scared people. And so the few people that I did talk about it, you know, had problems in with their parents being able to let me play with them and things like that. At a young age, that was hard. So I learned just to shut my mouth to try to fit in with everyone. And that was hard too. That's why it took me so long to really embrace my gifts, was because I didn't want to be separate. I didn't want to be different. And yet I was.
Very interesting. And again, I sense this question from the audience. So how did it not freak you out when you were seeing that person who passed over?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it was because I'd had that experience with the angelic realm and I felt so safe and calm that I just had this real trusting experience. But I, for one, as a psychic medium, although I've worked with many people who have had very difficult, negative experiences and struggling to kind of clear their energy or clear their space or things like that, I personally never have. And I think part of it is, you know, I was taught at that same time to protect my energy. And my mother would tell me to put the white light around me. And then when I learned about angels, I started putting the blue light around me. And so I never had those kinds of experiences and in turn never felt fear around them.
Beautiful. Can you tell people about the blue light? Because actually, for me too, that's the first that I'm hearing of it. I've worked with white light. I worked with the purple flame. I worked with the pink light that Doreen is talking about. I've never tried the blue light. What's the blue one?
Well, so Archangel Michael vibrates the color blue. And
right.
And so what I started doing at the age of 13, and unfortunately I didn't do it consistently, but I have in the last 15 years, is I started asking Michael to surround me and protect me so that I don't absorb the negative energy or entities, seen or unseen. And I would visualize literally like I'm stepping into a blue bubble, that it's above me, below me, completely surrounding my entire physical body. And when I would do that, I would be able to then be an observer of energy instead of an absorber of energy.
And
for me, I was a huge absorber. I felt everybody's everything to the point that that's why I didn't want to do any of this. That's why I didn't want to be a part of it, because it was hard. It was painful. It didn't feel good. And when I learned how to observe instead of absorb by maintaining and protecting my own energy, it wasn't a problem after that.
See, I love that so much. Observer instead of absorber. I've been an absorber and an empath forever. So it took me a long time to realize that, and took me a longer time then to learn how to work with it. So certainly can relate.
Well, because we push it away, Alan. You know, we push it away because it doesn't feel good. And that feels scary, is, you know, feeling the sadness and feeling the heaviness, but not knowing why we feel it. And I think that a lot of us that are sensitive like that, we have defining moments in our life where we realize, okay, I got to do something about this. And I think we all have had that, and get real consistent and committed to some sort of spiritual practice, whatever that is for you. For me, it's working with the angels. That helps us to hold our energy and hold our boundaries so that we can do the work we can do. Because, you know, for me, I work with Parents of Murdered Children's organization. I work with Find Me on missing persons cases. I'm a spiritual counselor, and then I work in an environment where most people come to see me because somebody has died. There's sadness and pain and grief. And if I weren't able to hold my own energy and be an observer, I would be very sick, literally. I would just take it all on.
Yeah. Yeah, and dealing with those emotions, because most of the time, as you're starting out, you're not realizing that these are not your emotions. And you're picking up all of this stuff, and you're trying to process all of it, and finally you get that it's not yours. You just picked it up along the way. You've mentioned the wonderful work that you're doing in helping, find criminals, in essence, or answers to those issues. Do you ever fear? I guess that's a negative word in our society. But do you ever fear that the murderers themselves know who you are and will do something about it?
I think that oftentimes when the information comes through, it comes through in a way that just helps to create closure for the family, whether that's finding the missing person or if they're living, helps them to find the living person. But ultimately, we get to a place where the closure happens, and it doesn't always happen by finding the murderer. Sometimes it's just by having that body and being able to receive that closure. And so I guess usually I just trust the universe.
No, that's the best way of doing it. But I certainly, I know people who do that, but do it incognito because they don't want others knowing that this is what they do.
Right, right. And I understand why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense as well. Last question. You've mentioned that your brother, when he was 5, was able to see that the deceased person. Does he still have those abilities and does he use them?
You know, he shut them down for a long time because he had some scary experiences when he was younger. But he's definitely opened back up more in the last, you know, I'd say 5 years or so. And is more intentional with them as well.
Perfect. Any parting thoughts? I know you have to run, but anything that you would like to tell our listeners?
You know, I guess what I would say is you too can do this. And so I would invite you to watch the show, use your intuition throughout the show and connect with me, with the show, and really just open up to what you may be able to learn about yourself and your own loved ones.
Perfect. And that show, once again, premieres June 14th, 2014 at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Lifetime Movie Network. Thank you so much, Sunny. It's been such a pleasure. We really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it as well.
Thank you. For everybody else, we'll take a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about how you can develop your own psychic abilities. Please stay with us. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life. And I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task. Never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. And welcome back to the School of Human Potential radio program, where we just were talking with Sunny Dawn Johnson, who's a speaker, author, psychic medium, and an all around, wonderful person. I have not had the chance to study with Sunny, but she was kind enough to come onto the show about a year ago, and then today I've met her I've met her on an event, Celebrate Your Life conference. So she seems very nice, genuine, and people who I trust and like are all really high on Sunny. So I suggest everybody to check out the program, to take a look at the books, and to find out more information about Sunny. By the way, her website, it's on our event page as well, but it's sunnydawnjohnston with a T.com. All right. So we have some time left before the ending of the show, and I wanted to take the remaining half an hour or so. For anybody who wants to call in and ask questions, feel free to do so. Phone number again is 888-429-5471. We can talk about your experiences. We can talk about psychic and spiritual development. What I wanted to dive into is how you can actually work with your own abilities or discover that you have abilities. And I'll come at this from my own very specific, very subjective perspective of things that I have experienced in my lifetime and the people that I have studied with and things that I have learned in the process. Before I begin, I just wanted to make this statement. We all have our belief systems, and far be it from me to tell anybody what they should believe or how they should believe it. Everything that I tell you is based on my personal view and understanding of the way the universe works. That understanding is open-minded enough to know that I could be wrong, I could be partially correct, or it could be the truth and nothing but the truth. Either way, take from this whatever suits you and throw away the rest. All right, so before we can talk about how to develop your own abilities, let's talk about the world that you're actually living in, how it's created in terms of the architecture of it. We're not going to talk religion here. We're going to talk about architecture. Once you understand the architecture, then it should be easier for everybody who is more left brain as opposed to the right brain conscious to take a look at the structure and saying, you know what, it kind of makes sense. I can do this and I have those abilities. Everybody that you will talk to will say the same thing as Sunny just mentioned to us. You all have abilities. I knew that I had some abilities, and I explored them and found out, oh my God, I do have abilities. And yes, I can speak to angels, and I can speak to people who have passed over, and I have no idea how this works, but I have that ability. I don't believe that I'm special in that way. I think everybody has those abilities. You either work with them or not. But let's step back for a second and see the whole picture. I wish I could draw for you, but we're on the radio, so we cannot. So I would like for you to understand the basics, and we're talking about the basics of mind, body, and spirit. What is mind, body, and spirit? How does that whole thing work? And I would say that we need to actually change the order of those three, if you don't mind. We'll change them into spirit, mind, and then body. So there is an all-encompassing spirit world. All-encompassing means everything is within that spirit world. If you want to draw a big circle, everything is within that circle. So that circle is all-encompassing, all-permeating world. Within that, you have the mind. The mind, and you can call it the collective mind, there are many minds, and certainly many minds on that particular concept. But there is a physical universe, or many universes and parallel dimensions and other things that we can get into, that are all the mind. So you have the spiritual world, which contains mind. That mind is that which is the womb in which your physical universe exists. So when we come from spirit, and all of us are in spirit, and you have your spiritual part, if you want to call it your higher self, if you want to call it the person after they passed, their soul, you have that spiritual part. You decide to be born again into a new life. You choose a particular circumstance in which you want to do that. You choose a universe. You choose your soul family, the people that, or souls, let's call them that way, that are going through with you in this particular lifetime. You choose main circumstances and things that you plan to experience. You choose your parents, you choose the time of your birth, and you go. When you go, you dive into a physical world, you take on a physical body, and all of that is encompassed within the mind. You've heard many expressions of saying everything is a creation of the mind, or it's your mind creating things. It is true because that is how it is, at least based on how I understand it. The mind is where the physical exists. Spiritual encompasses it. So when we're talking about the communication between the spiritual and the physical, it's because it's there. You can talk to the spirit world because it's everywhere around you. It's just different frequency that it's on. Once you're able to get to a certain frequency, and you'll be able to hear whether it's the angels or the intelligent life from other dimensions, or we're talking about your loved ones who have passed over, or the spiritual beings of light that are teaching you, your guides, what have you. So going back to our thing, we have your spirit. Then you come into the physical through your mind, and you come into a physical body. There is a direct bridge of communication that is happening between the spiritual through the mind and into the body. Visualize this as well. Within your body, everybody knows about the nervous system. You have a brain. Sorry, it sounds funny because we can say that some people don't, but everybody has a brain. Or people may be listening to me ranting on and saying that I certainly don't have one. You're free to have that opinion if you like. So you have a brain, you have a nervous system, and you have your skeletal system. Everything is communicating. So from your brain, you're getting your nerves are sending signals all throughout your entire body. And you can visualize that very easily. We've all seen it in the anatomy class or charts online. That same communication channel can be visualized for the mind because you have many bodies, and it could be visualized for the spirit. So that communication channel between your spiritual self. Your spiritual self is sending information to your physical self about how you should live your life, where you should go, the type of food you should be eating, the type of clothes you should be wearing, the type of people you should hang out with, the job that you need to be doing. It's communicating with you because it is you. It is a part of you. When we come into the physical world and we say we are only of the physical, we are our body and nothing more, then we're not going to say cut off the communication because it's never cut off. But we turn that volume way down. And when you don't have that communication, when you don't have that programming, because in essence that's what it is, it's programming from your higher self in the spirit through the mind, which translates things into the physical, to the physical body that executes it. When you don't have that programming coming in from you or your higher self, you're still open to programming. And you're just receiving that programming somewhere else, whether it will be from your parents or from society or from your friends or from television. You're still that mechanism which accepts programming. And then you build your world based on that programming. And since everything is created in the mind, whatever you think is going to happen usually happens because that's how universe works. That's when we can go into the law of attraction. We can go into many aspects that deal with the same thing. You are creating the world around you. When you are in a meditative state, or when you're in a state when you're actually communicating and aligning with who you truly are, you remove outside external programming and you connect with your own. Thus, you can heal. Thus, you can understand why you're here, what you're supposed to be doing, how the universe works, because you always had that connection. Moreover, your soul has had many lives in many universes, and I can guarantee you, in at least one of them, you were a professional psychic. So for you, for anybody to say that you don't have these abilities is false based on my way that the world works. We all have these abilities. Whether we choose to do something about them or not, that is a different question. So we talked about how the universe is set up in terms of the spirit, down to the mind, down to the body. How does the communication work? Well, spirit is everywhere around you because you are in the spiritual world just within that physical bubble that we call the mind. So information is there. Information is on different frequencies. If you wish to speak to somebody who has passed over, they are still there. They're in a different frequency. Mediums like Sunny, like Lisa Williams, like James Von Prague, and many other beautiful people, they are tuned into those vibrations. They're able to raise their frequencies, which are more dense, into a higher vibratory state. And the loved ones or the angels from the angelic realms or the guides that you have, they lower their vibrations to become more dense, and you meet in the middle. Let's call it the middle. And you're able to communicate. It is as if you're tuning on or turning on a radio and tuning to a particular station. Once the vibrations match, that's when you can hear it. Now, hearing is something that's we need to explain as well. Some people actually hear as an outside sound, as if you were hearing my voice right now. You know that I'm alive. Let's assume that I am alive. I am a physical being. Or as they said in The Fifth Element, I am a human popsicle or a meat popsicle or something to that effect. I love that movie. So you can hear that voice as if it was a real conversation. That is an auditory ability. You may hear that conversation, whether it will be with your loved one, the angel, or so forth. That's one way. You can see that particular being. Sunny was talking about seeing an angel or seeing that woman who have passed over. You see that, whether it's as dense where you would not be able to identify if that person is living or in spirit, or it's less dense where you can see the outlines or you can see the shape coming in and out of focus. That depends, and it depends on many different things that we don't have to get into now. So, but you physically see with your eyesight. Or you can taste some sensations, some things that come to your mind utilizing the taste. Or you can smell some things. Or you can have the feeling or knowing, the cognizance of something happening. I'm not hearing a conversation, but all of a sudden I have a thought and I have an answer to the question that I just asked. It didn't come from me because I never thought about it that way. It came from somewhere. So that is how that communication happens. Who has those abilities? Everybody to a certain level. We're all made of the same stuff. Even in religion, we're taught that we are created like God. We are created in the likeness of God. I think that's the way it was written. Because we are all created from the same energy. We're all the same imprint or blueprint, right? We are the same way. I love when G.P. Walsh was on my show the last couple of weeks, and we were talking about the human body. And G.P. pointed out that you have 140, I believe I'm quoting correctly, 140 trillion cells in the human body. And all of those cells are individual cells. These are living things within your body. Those living things are going to have their emotions. And you are a concoction or a collection of all of those things, just like the mind is a concoction or a combination of all of the smaller minds that encompass the human body, just like the spirit is the combination of all of the different energies. So everything fits in, whether it made sense or not. That could be me explaining it wrongly. But this is how I view the universe. So what can you do? Here are things that I would recommend for you to do. If you choose to embark upon the path of working and enabling your psychic development sense, whether it's through angel communication or card reading or anything else. There are so many different disciplines and modalities that you can use. Start to understand who you are first. Because if you do not understand who you are or what thoughts are coming into you that you know are coming from you, it'll be a little bit more difficult for you to discern the other thoughts or ideas or feelings coming in from your guide or somebody else. It takes a little while to understand whether it's something that's yours or somebody else's. Once you get to that point, and there are different techniques, but all in all, it's just about understanding who you are. Once you know that, it's easier. Second part is listening. Well, before listening, we have to allow ourselves to actually open up. You don't have to be open all the time. As a matter of fact, I don't recommend being open all the time. You live in a physical world. If we were all meant to be just spiritual beings, we would not have this physical experience. We are here, and it's okay to talk to angels and root for the Cubs at the same time. You are both. You are a physical expression of a spiritual being. So open up when you choose to. Make sure that you have those boundaries. Sunny talked about protections. So step into that white light or blue light or a pink light or whatever other protection mechanisms that you're using, of which there are plenty. But make sure that you're protecting yourself and you're aligning with the highest vibration possible as you're exploring these energies. the easiest thing that I would suggest for you to start with, if you want to connect to your loved ones, is take a photo. Take a photo of the person that has passed over and try to bring that person closer to you. Ask them to come forth if it's not too much trouble, because they could be doing other things. They could be living other lives at the moment. So ask them. Ask and say that I would like to speak to you. And then listen. You will be able to discern whether it is them or you talking. Allow yourself and all of your senses to be open. Maybe you will feel something. Maybe a song is going to pop into your mind and you're not even going to notice or think that that's them communicating with you. And it could be, because that's the easiest way for you at the moment. It could be a song that was playing on the radio when you talked to your father the last time. Or it could be a image that pops into your mind that has some relevance to what you were going through. Whatever it is communication. Angels, spiritual beings, your loved ones, they all communicate with you in a way that is best for you to understand. Pay attention. It doesn't matter what those ways are. You don't have to sit there and thinking, I don't care what I'm hearing, I need to see you. Because that may not work that way. And technically speaking, it's actually a lot of energy for them to appear. And once they appear, they may appear for only an instance. It is a lot of energy. They have to really lower their vibration, get into a particular dense state in order for you to see them. It's much easier for them to throw a song in your mind or whisper something or show you signs. You can ask for signs, saying, maybe I'm crazy, but if I'm not crazy, can you please show me that you are around? And then start looking around. Perhaps you'll find a penny, perhaps you'll find that feather, perhaps you'll do something. Things happen. All you have to do is just open your mind. And I mean that quite literally. So that is something that you can do. Keep in mind also, pun intended, that your body as a vessel, the cleaner it is, the easier the communication is going to happen. If you are feeling crappy, if you are really low vibrationally, then maybe talking to your loved one may not be the best time. You can think of them, you can cry, but talking and bringing in energies may not be the best time. There is a concept of like attracts like, and if you're on low vibration, you may be attracting low vibrational beings, and those are things that you may find somewhat scary and annoying and difficult to get rid of if you go down that route. So please protect yourself. So the higher vibrationally you are, the better it is. And in order to be higher vibrationally, certainly don't try to do this while you're smoking pot or doing heavy drugs or drinking alcohol or eating red meat. I'm not advocating for you to drop all of those things, even though don't do most of them. By most, I mean I am not a vegetarian. I do not do drugs. You can do it, but these things make your body more tense. They lower the vibrational state, and if you're in the low vibrational state, it's just harder for those energies to pass through. Also, be careful and take time with these things. Don't just spend all of your time trying to communicate with the spiritual world, because then your connection to the physical one is going to be suffering. You have to have balance. Remember, again, you are a balance of both worlds. Don't just be in one all the time. And same thing applies. Don't just be in the physical all the time, forgetting everything spiritual. There has to be a balance. So those are some of the things that you can do in order to become better. So then you can do that. You can invoke your angels. You can use cards. You can use, by cards, I'm talking about oracle cards. You can just ask the angel. But the simplest thing you can do is ask and then allow yourself to listen. The answer may not come in a way that you expect, but the answer will always come, because everybody has guardian angels around them. Everybody has their loved ones around them. Everybody is in constant connection and communication with the spiritual world, because there is no other way of doing it. You are a part of the spiritual world. It is around you always. hugging you and protecting you and whispering in your ear the best way that it can in order to help you live your life. There are guides assigned to help you go through life. As you open up a business, or as you fall in love, or as you do things, if you get sick, there are guides and angels and other beings assigned to help you. This world is created for you in order for you to be a success. There is nothing that isn't possible. You create the world. You have the power. You can communicate. All the things can be done. All right. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate you listening to the wonderful Sunny Dawn Johnson and to me talking about my view of the world. Hopefully, it has opened up some eyes for you. I'm happy to answer any questions. You can always contact us via any of our mediums, our websites, our Facebook pages, and so on. Thanks for listening. Remember, you are the creator of your world. You can do it. Love be with you, and God bless.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.